world. I'm John Batts with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Wall Street Journal headline, Japan's Kishida, the prime minister, visits South Korea as two U.S. allies confront, quote, grave, unquote, security issues. Seoul and Tokyo pledge deeper cooperation amid China's regional aggression and North Korea's weapons advances, reads the subhead. We welcome David Maxwell of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. David, this headline read around the world. What did you think of when you first saw the two men shaking hands? What is next? Good evening to you.
Good evening. And I think it's a very positive development, and I am cautiously optimistic. This is something that we need. We need good Rock-Japan cooperation and a good trilateral Rock-US-Japan cooperation. Clearly, the administration's Indo-Pacific strategy, one of the 10 lines of effort, is improved trilateral cooperation. So this is a good step forward. But I'm cautiously optimistic, of course, because just as in the past, the historical issues can often interfere. And President Yoon has demonstrated, I think, a great amount of political courage to visit Tokyo and to try to improve relations. And I hope that Prime Minister Kishida will demonstrate that same political courage and that it will be sustained after these two, I think, very positive meetings in Tokyo and Seoul.
Gordon, you have a question for David.
David, President Yoon of the Republic of Korea, ROC, he has taken some hits in his popularity ratings because of his outreach to Japan. He's generally considered a conservative-leaning president. The progressive presidents, such as his predecessor, Moon Jae-in, have been very anti-Japan. We have seen, of course, in South Korea, an alternating conservative, progressive presidents. That's gone on for quite some time. When the progressives take over in South Korea, as they eventually will, I suppose, do you see these improvements in relations with Japan surviving?
It's difficult to say, and I think that's really the same, similar problem that we have in the United States as well. The great alliance relationship between the U.S. and South Korea right now could be trumped by the next president, depending on who's elected. So I think that between Japan and Korea, it could swing the other way. However, what I think might be different now is that over the next couple of years, if the relationship begins to improve and it is demonstrated as important to national security and national prosperity, the relationship improvements may be able to be sustained in the face of improving security and prosperity due to the better relationship. It may help to mitigate some of the historical friction. But I think you're correct in saying that, politics could certainly interfere, depending on who is elected.
Pyongyang and Beijing are watching this handshake between the president and the prime minister. Have you seen any response yet out of Pyongyang? A propaganda change of direction, more missiles firing? Have they done anything yet, David?
No, they're still focused on the Yoon Biden summit and criticizing the Washington Declaration, the exercises. I think that will come in a day or so. But what is really interesting to look at, as much as the United States wants to improve, see improvement in ROC-Japan relations, it is China's actions and North Korea's actions that are helping to drive the ROC and Japan closer together. We should remember that Xi demanded the three no's from President Moon. No additional THAAD deployment, no integrated missile defense, and no trilateral alliance. These activities that are occurring are the direct result of North Korean missile activities, threats, as well as Chinese activities throughout the region. So China is harming its own interests, and North Korea is harming Chinese interests by their actions.
Gordon, you have a question.
David, South Korea makes some of the world's most sophisticated chips, specifically Samsung. Chips have become a big area of controversy between the United States and China. Where is South Korea on restricting chip sales to Chinese parties?
I'm not sure. I think, though, that you know, South Korea has been working on decoupling from and Samsung in particular has been decoupling from China. I don't know the specifics on those on that specific issue, but on a broader issue, and I'll just throw this out for food for thought. You know, World War II started because of lack of resources for Japan, oil in particular, and stopping the flow of oil to Japan. I just wonder if chips is the 21st century oil, and restriction of chips in China, that significant resource, you know, could cause, you know, could be a catalyst for conflict. You know, history doesn't repeat itself, but there are rhymes. And so are chips the oil of the 21st century?
The conversation between Seoul and Tokyo, along with the conversation with the U.S., and then we look at the Quad, we look at AUKUS, we look at other agreements through the Pacific. The Chinese are watching multiple strike possibilities right before them grow quickly. Coordination. Has China reacted in any way you can tell, David?
Well, I think they continue to embark on their military improvements, you know, their carrier development, aircraft development, missile, long-range precision, space. I think that the military development continues unabated. We have seen more and more activity around Taiwan, air and naval movements, you know, really isolation at some points around Taiwan. So I think the projection of power and the threats directed at Taiwan, I think, are increasing. But I think you have laid it out very well. The web of alliances and partnerships is growing and strengthening. And, you know, that is to the U.S. national security interests and the national security interests of all of our allies and partners. These relationships really need to be sustained at a very strong level to be able to face down the threats by China to the rules-based international order.
We have a minute, Gordon.
So we've seen Japan and South Korea, two American friends, get closer. Will South Korea get closer to another American friend, the Philippines, and to Australia?
Yes, I think there, you know, particularly in the area of arms sales, South Korea is really becoming a partner in the arsenal of democracy, and its weapon systems are being sold to NATO countries, Poland, Romania, also other countries in the region, Indonesia, but as Philippines as well. They have already provided military assistance to the Philippines, and I think that Australia is interested in South Korean arms as well. South Korea makes good arms, good weapons, interoperable with NATO and the U.S. Because of the alliance. And frankly, they are more cost effective for many countries. So those who can't afford to buy the top of the line American weapons can do very well buying South Korean weapons. And that's why I say that South Korea is becoming a partner in the arsenal of democracy.
David Maxwell is a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, as well as a senior fellow at the Global Peace Foundation. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek in The Hill. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.